Because although
the big yellow jacket,
yeah,
he was in,
I think he was a bit padded on the in the middle there.
Fire Fist, and I think that's a real Marvel code name for somebody. I'm like, really, seriously?
That's Fire also Fist? Big Fatty superhero. Fire Fist.
Does he team up with Ice Hole? Can't wait.
No, but you need to put a little KY there and some icy hot afterwards. After he's done puppeteering you, oof. Big Fat is a superhero. Mm.
And Brolin. I forgot how much I like James Brolin because he doesn't always do movies.
I don't know Cable that well.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know Big Fatty that well.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2911 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I hope to fast forward through some voice that is Big Fatty. Did you say fast forward? Week. Well, we don't have many more shows. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Like I was saying, Poodle, we don't have that many shows left to play some of those old bumpers. Big Fatty. You have to take, Digger is going to be going up to the farm. He's going to go away and go to live on the farm. Big Fatty, it makes me sad to think about Digger going away to live on the old farm. It's the farm in Walnut Hills, probably.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 27th of March, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person several times out there at the Pride 48 in Lost Wages. He didn't come to Nolens. Maybe he'll come this year. Yes, it'd be lovely. Y'all, speaking of that, don't forget this coming Sunday night, the 31st of March, yes, be fatty, lamb or lion, it'll be the state of the station, and y'all, we're gonna announce the motel special code to get the good price for Pride 48 in August in Nolens. But anyway, y'all, back to the celebration of exiting the birth. Now, y'all, this person is very, very, very timid. Very timid. In fact, I would even say he's even secretly timid. Big Fatty, I see what you're doing there. Yes, and it's the celebration of exiting the birth canal of secretly timid John. Big Fatty. He's on the secretly timid a little show. And I don't know if John is on the Twitty or the face space. I think he's on the Twitty for sure, but can't say for 100% for sure. But if you see secretly timid John on the Twitty or the face space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope we get him to come to the Nolens. And I hope he gets a big old piece of cake from Nan.
Thank you.
little bit of happy music. We all need a little happy music. But since I talked to you yesterday, on Monday night, I was watching the TV. I sat on my porch quite a bit yesterday afternoon. Y'all, it was just lovely outside. Just lovely. And so I sat out on the porch. The mosquitoes didn't get to me too bad. And y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, by the way, you know, I couldn't remember the former coal miner that's moved here into the Fat Acres. And y'all, the sad thing is, I gave myself a little clue as to who it was yesterday. Big Fatty, what are you talking about? Well, this was the clue.
Say hello, it's Poppin' Fresh. It's such a nice feeling to bake something fresh. Poppin' Fresh Crescent Rolls. Dinner rolls just taste better when you bake them up yourself, fresh. Try Pillsbury Crescent, Butter Flake, or Parker House. It's
such a nice feeling, get to know. Big Fatty, what was that? I don't know what the clue was. Well, my neighbor's name was in that little jingle. Big Fatty, is his name Butterflake? No. It's Parker. It's Parker. And so, y'all, that solves that mystery. But y'all, so I was watching the TV machine a little bit last evening. And y'all, then 9:30 p.m. in the evening, y'all, we re-recorded that Survivor's Ready little show where we recap the 2-hour episode. And y'all, Miss Bacon joined us in the chat room, but old Cricket Hat had fucked it up, and y'all, she couldn't hear us talking. So Miss Bacon, we apologize, but we did mention you on the little show, so hopefully you'll listen to it. Y'all, then we were having a weather front move through. Yes, Big Fatty. So we had a little rain last night. Y'all, then a cold front moved through. Y'all, camisole weather again. Y'all, Tuesday night, it was going down into the 30s again. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, I slept pretty well, woke up about 5 a.m. in the morning, and, you know, I just kind of was restless and got up and went to TTB. Fanny, you don't have to tell us about everything you do. then I crawled back into the love chamber, and then I got up about 9 a.m. in the morning, had my coffee. Y'all, I had some sausage balls from a brofkus, and y'all, then I was on the dating apps, and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah! And before I tell you about my mystery, okay? Yes, I know it's worth getting all squeaky about squeaky gentleman caller. But y'all, before I tell you about that, y'all, ponytail gentleman caller, y'all, he had an upset tummy. I thought he was gonna come by yesterday, but he didn't. And he's kind of on the mend right now. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, I was on the dating app. Hi, y'all. It is somebody that lives in Fat Acres. Big Fatty. And y'all, he's in his mid 30s. And y'all, he and his husband, they have an open relationship. And He said, "Hey, Big Freddy, can I come over?" I said, "Yes." He thoroughly enjoyed the special chair. And, y'all, there was even some humpity-bumpity also. But, y'all, just a real nice person. And after we had our fun, y'all, I walked him home, bitch. Freddy, such a southern gentleman. It's true. I walked him home, he's only lived here a couple of months, is what he said. And what was I gonna say? And while I was out walking him home, y'all, I went on my nipple walk, and then I came home, and y'all, I've gotten a nice share, and y'all, now I'm recording the little show. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there? Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Konnichiwa. Big Fatty. It's me, Larry. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy for the first time in a long time. It's Friday night. I have not been feeling well this week. I ate a handful of those damn jelly beans you brought in, and they immediately made me sick because I pretty much cut out the sugar for the last, 2 months. And that was on, Wednesday, and today's Friday, and, I still haven't quite recovered, and apparently no one likes the jelly beans because no one's eaten them, which is hilarious. But anyway, I was calling with a Reba McEntire report. Now, you're probably saying, one, are you going to sing? And that's a valid question, to be perfectly honest. And I thought about it. I had a, here's your one chance, fatty, don't let me down, moment planned. But I just decided not to do that. But I was at the shall we call it the Grocerarium, not the Bondi. I don't shop there. Because I don't think, I think shopping is a pleasure. I just don't think their prices are a pleasure. So I've shopped almost everywhere else, which has better prices and an equally okay experience. But I was being checked out because I had the, I guess I just had too much. I didn't want to get through the self-check because I always believe that this girl can do it faster. And her name was Fancy with an I. And so that's where the Reba McEntire update came from. I feel like I have to explain that because you wouldn't get it because you're fat and old. And, you know, we love Miss Reba. So anyway, but, you know, I am Mr. Vader, so I couldn't just leave it at thank you very much. I had to say, gosh, your name is so pretty, Miss Fancy. Now, what is it? I was like, is your name Fancy or is Fancy with an I short for, and it was short. So that's my little contest, and I know the answer now, but I would like for your listeners to comment or write in or voice letter in, because God knows you need content, and say, what do you think Fancy was short for? And that's Fancy with an I. So don't be Googling this shit, all right? Don't even do it. If any of you get it right, I'll know that you probably Googled it, but anyway. All right, well, I'm pulling here into the Kermhound. Lord, it's just a lot right now, so.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, Beef, Hattie, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your fancy self. Yes, Big Fatty, you know, I always love it when Fancy is on the Mr. Tim Kumal show. She's the Ed McMahon of the Tim Kumal. No, that's Francie. Oh, now, well, Fancy? Is that a reasonable fan-simile? Beep! Fatty, that's my guess for the contest!
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Anna. I do have a serious receipt, but I want to call later about that. Excuse me, I apologize. I just listened to Friday's show, and you were just too good to me. I hadn't sent that email to try and guilt you into saying anything. I just was thanking you from the bottom of my heart for everything you've done for me and the Boy Genius over the past pretty much 2,900 episodes. But I had a question, so cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Princess Anna, Miss CVS 2019. Princess Anna, what you got?
When you receive cards or tchotchkes or actual items from people, what do you do with them? Like, I know Auntie Vera would keep the squash pennies that she would receive in a special quote-unquote ugly box that Christina had made for him, but I didn't know what you did with all of the celebrity fan mail that you got. Inquiring minds want to know. Love you, and bye.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Princess Anna, and Princess Anna, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and this is an excellent question. Yes, Big Betty. As far as the cans go, y'all, I will keep them for the season. So, like, during crema, I keep all the crema cards during the season. And then at some point, all the crema cards just go into the recycling. Y'all, I can't keep hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cans. The giftettes, most of the giftettes go on a shelving unit I have here in the recording studio, unless it's like a crema decoration or something like that, and I put it in with the crema decorations and all. And then when I get gift cans, I have a special, it's not an ugly box, and Christina didn't give it to me, but I put all the gift cards in one place. Yes, Big Fatty, because you'll lose them otherwise. Now, y'all, instead of playing another voice letter, Big Fatty, I thought you were going to catch up, fast forward, catch up on the voice letters. Well, I was going to, but instead, y'all, I think I am going to take the end of the show, the little show here, and announce the winner of the Peter G. and Kathy Marshall So-So Question content. Contest from February. Yes, Big Fatty!
It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. Get off your keisters and call in.
Well, first of all, a big thank you to the Haunt Cub for that totally original, never heard before bumper, and to Kathy Marshall and that Peter G for the lackluster prize for somebody. But y'all, I guess we're just going to have to wait. Big Fatty, you just take your time. Just get it in before number 3. Well, you know, maybe they'll just mail the shit to it anyway. Y'all, At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the airplane show. Y'all, they're trying to make a comeback and failing miserably, I might just add. Y'all, I think that their airplane is one of those Boeing's 737s. Big Fatty!
I don't know Big Fatty that well.
Well, you bitched and complained all last week when you didn't have Shark Week's
You can
shows.
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.